on for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy in the mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance for some rain and snow late with a low near 33. For Wednesday, a slight chance of rain and snow, then a chance of rain showers with a high near 49. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, temps at 40. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 42.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Tuesday. I'm Rick Everett. A huge fire at an apartment building under construction in suburban Kansas City has sparked fires on several homes blocks away. The Kansas City Star reports the blaze yesterday at a building at the multi-million dollar City Place development in Overland Park. Blew plumes of smoke and embers along rows of homes nearby. The court-appointed attorneys for a man accused of plotting to bomb a Kansas apartment complex filled with Somali immigrants have asked a judge to let them withdraw from the case. The filing yesterday from attorneys for Patrick Stein comes in the wake of an arraignment last week on a revised indictment. The attorneys say they've lost their client's trust and cannot satisfy his expectations. After near record highs or record highs across the state over the weekend into yesterday, cooler temperatures on tap for today. Mid-America Network News.
Hello, human. It's me, your dog. I know your car battery died, so you couldn't make it home on time, but I just wanted to let you know that everything is A-okay. I made you a couple presents. You know, the kind you pick up in a plastic bag? Yeah, I put one right on your pillow. I figured that'd be the best place for you to find it. Also, the couch needed a little shredding, so I took care of that, too. Also, I ate the mail. Who's a good boy? I am.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
Kansas legislators are advancing a proposal to give most state employees a 2% pay raise, even as they wrestle with a serious budget problem that's likely to force a big tax increase. The Senate Ways and Means Committee voted yesterday to include the raise in its proposed spending blueprint for the fiscal year, which gets underway in July. The death of a woman's 7-year-old grandson is propelling her to become an advocate for homeschooling reform in Kansas. Judy Conway believes her grandson's father and stepmother used homeschooling to prevent anyone from knowing that he was being abused. The remains of her grandson, Adrian Jones, were found in the pigsty at the family's home in Kansas City in 2015. Conway wants Kansas to adopt homeschooling requirements, such as a system to flag at-risk children in the state. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. I'm Rick Everett. Lawmakers in Nebraska considering legislation that would stop the state from deducting public employees' union dues from their paychecks, a measure that union leaders say unfairly penalizes collective bargaining groups. Senator Tom Brewer of Gordon, the bill's sponsor, told a legislative committee yesterday that the government shouldn't perform payroll functions for outside groups. He went on to say that he saw no problem with deductions for charitable organizations such as the United Way. Nebraska Secretary of State John Gale says he'll not seek re-election in 2018. Gale has served as the state's top elections official since 2000 when he was appointed by then-Governor Mike Johanns. His announcement opens the door for a potentially competitive race to replace him. Gale's tenure in office included efforts to increase voter participation, including an expansion of early voting and voting by mail. Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah. Let's crank it on up, yeah. Till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
truck, yeah.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. They did approve a low bid from JD Construction for replacement of the Marysville shop roof in the amount of $15,770. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and discussed inmate housing and related costs with the county sheriff. With fire departments responding to out-of-control burns, recently a burn ban was considered. No action was taken. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and approved appropriating $9,000 from the Commissioners Fund toward a brick-and-mortar restoration project on the old jail building and sheriff's residence. Total cost estimated at $19,000. Project is being undertaken by the Nemahal County Historical Society. Approval was granted for use of the community building and county recycling building for the annual Fur Harvesters Conference, which Jim Boozer reported would be returning to Seneca in 2018 or 19 and again in 2022. Approval was given for a bid to repair restrooms at the community building in the amount of $22,500. Transfers of remaining 2016 funds in Nemahal County include $600,000 from general to capital outlay, $18,000 from law enforcement, $17,000 from elections, and $45,500 from noxious weed to capital outlay, and $300,000 from road and bridge to the special machinery fund. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Kansas Cattlemen's Association will host a regional meeting in Corning to discuss industry topics Thursday evening at the Corning Community Center. The free event is open to the public and includes a dinner. They'll provide industry updates, and RCAF USA will give a presentation. For a meal count, phone reservations to 785-238-1483. For details, go online to kansascattlemen.com. The Kansas Cattlemen's Association regional meeting Thursday evening at the Corning Community Center. Loretta H. Blanken, age 95, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 7. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Loretta Blanken. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, fried chicken, potato, wheat roll, coleslaw, and fruit mix. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Mind at the Marysville Public Library with Pushing the Limits. On March 27th at 5:30 p.m., experience a book club meets science discussion of Arctic Drift by Clive Cussler. Call the library to get your free book. Pushing the Limits is a reading, viewing, and discussion program for adults and communities served by rural libraries made possible by a grant from the National Science Foundation.
Here's your KNZY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we do have a low pressure system making its way across the central and southern parts of the United States that will continue to stay pretty stationary across the area over the next couple of days, which is going to bring us a little bit of some mixed precipitation as well as rain showers for the rest of the day through the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, as we head throughout the rest of this Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, mid-50s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, cloudy, a chance for some rain and snow late, low at 33. For Wednesday, a slight chance of rain and snow, then a chance of rain with a high near 49. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance for some isolated rain showers with a low near 40. For Thursday, cloudy, we'll continue the chance of rain showers, warmer temperatures with a high near 68. Thursday night, cloudy, chance of rain showers with a low near 55. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-March, 58. Record high on this, 85, on this date, 1953. The average low, 35. The record low was 5 degrees in 1906. Sunset this evening, 7:36. Sunrise in the morning at 7:23. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 21st of March. 44 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds favor the north, northeast.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
A game winner and some bad blood in the NBA. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. James Harden plays the hero for Houston.
Rebound down to Harden. 7 seconds left. No timeout. Harden's going to go coast to coast. Drives down the lane. Wide open layup is up and in.
The call on KKFN. The Rockets beat the Nuggets 125-124. The bad blood continued between the Warriors and Thunder.
Curry and Christian now shoving. Curry shoves it back. And we got something going now. The security comes out on the field. Draymond's being held back. Westbrook kind of throws his fist in frustration at Draymond. Samaje Christian just shoved Curry, and Curry shoved him back.
On 95.7 the game, Golden State wins 111-95. Isaiah Thomas returned from injury and led Boston past Washington.
Horford hand to Isaiah, pulls up and throws back to Horford. Swung right side, Jay Crowder back to Horford. Isaiah wants it. Three in the air. Got it.
On WBZ-FM, Thomas scored 25 of the Celtics win 110-102. The Pacers hit all the right notes against the Jazz.
George rocks it back and forth. Now pulls for the jumper. Good! Indiana by 5.
The call on KZNS. Indiana wins 107-100. Utah loses their third straight on the road. Orlando rallies in the second half but needs OT to beat Philadelphia.
Fournier up top. Chased down by Covington. He'll back away from him. Launches a deuce and got it up and in.
The call on WDBO. The Magic rally from 17 down and win 112-109 in overtime. Over to the ice. Toronto got the best of Atlantic Division rival Boston.
Back to Krug again. Shot blocked. Rebound to Nylander! Score!
On Sportsnet 590, Maple Leafs win 4-2 and get within a point of the Bruins for third in the division. In the World Baseball Classic, Puerto Rico beats the Netherlands 4-3 in the semifinals on a walk-off sacrifice fly by Eddie Rosario in the bottom of the 11th. They'll play the winner of USA and Japan Wednesday night. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
The season of preparation never stops in the world of archery and bow hunting. Whether it's indoor 3D or indoor target or just getting that new bow fit and ready for deer season, Blue River Archery has the knowledge and products to help you out. 2017 lineup of Hoyt, Matthews, and Elite bows are in stock for your selection. Remember, any box store or basement bandit can sell you a bow. But for the best equipment, expertise, knowledge, and customer service in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, call Blue River Archery in Fairbury. 729-2062, now open 1 to 7, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And 9 to 4 on Saturday.
There will be a land auction for the Charles McCarthy Farms. Pat Haskins and Mariella Green, owners. Monday, March 27th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. Two tracts located southwest of Vermilion, offered individually and will not be combined. This is high percentage cropland. Tract 1 contains 77.5 acres. FSA has 63 acres DCP cropland. There may be a possibility of gaining more crop acres. Property is located a mile and a half south of Vermilion to Utah Road, then a mile and a quarter west. Tract 2 is 157.5 acres. DCP cropland at 139, 47 acres of wheat are planted for 2017. The tract is located 3.5 miles south of Vermilion to Wildcat Road, then a mile west. This land auction for Charles McCarthy Farms, Monday, March 27th, begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. For details or inspection, contact Joe Horrigan, Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148, or go online to jhorrigan.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Ag Committee has announced the time for Sonny Perdue's confirmation hearing. He is the last in line for a confirmation hearing after being the last cabinet nominee announced by then-President-elect Trump a day before his inauguration. The Senate Ag Committee will hold a hearing Thursday at 9 a.m. Central Time. The delay likely attributed to the delay in announcing and then making the nomination of Perdue to be the next USDA chief. Following that announcement on January the 19th, Perdue's ethic paperwork and FBI background check were not finished and forwarded to the Senate Ag Committee until earlier this month. Perdue is the former governor of Georgia, and he has received widespread support from agriculture trade groups and is expected to receive little resistance from the Senate Agriculture Committee. China is blocking meat imports from Brazil until the nation can provide more information about an investigation into bribery scheme that released sanitary licenses for meat products. Brazil's Ministry of Agriculture agreed to provide all requested information, according to a meat industry publication Meeting Place. China was the only country to officially communicate with the Brazilian government about the investigations. The move comes after an investigation that started last week into a bribery scheme. Brazil closed 3 meatpacking plants and removed 33 public employees from their job. The investigation includes meatpacking plants owned by JBS and BRF. The Brazilian government and representatives of the meat industry in Brazil have said the processing facilities investigated by the federal police represent only a small part of the country's meat industry. Only 21 meat processing plants out of nearly 5,000 subject to federal inspection in Brazil have been cited in the investigation, according to the federal government. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Farm leaders told a National Farm Bill Forum that getting more money for the 2018 Farm Bill will be a big challenge, but they urged producers to hang together or end up getting less government support. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval told the Farm Bill Summit that after losing half its income over the last 4 years, the producers need more, not less help in the next Farm Bill, and farmers must stick together and stay engaged.
The biggest problem of this Farm Bill and writing the next Farm Bill will be resources. The baseline that the CBO has is not enough to actually have a good safety net for the food security of our country. Increases in that baseline so that we can build a true Farm Bill that helps us through the next.
Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. As we get into our Tuesday morning, we see soil temperatures across the state of Kansas pretty much divided into north side, south side. The northern half of Kansas running in the 50 to 52 degree range, 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning. The southern half of Kansas running in the 53 to 54 degree range, very close together above that 50 degree mark. Same story basically in Oklahoma. It is a one-third, two-thirds situation there. The upper one-third of the state is in the low 50s, with the southern two-thirds of the state in the upper 50s, and there are some low 60s in far eastern and southeastern sections of Oklahoma. Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network.
44 years ago, the Agricultural Council of America organized National Ag Week. It's a time of remembrance and thanks for all of the local farmers and everyone involved in the agriculture industry. And now it's our time again to say thank you for everything you do, from providing a stable economy to providing the resources that we see on our table every night. This special thanks from the Mid-America Ag Network goes out from Sugar Creek Ranch, Glenn's Bulk Foods, the Great Bend Farm Show, Circle H Center Pivot Repair, and MJ's Truck Repair in Moundridge. The second annual T&S Sternad Charlet production sale is March 25th at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch. Selling 50 range-ready, high-growth, high-performance purebred Charlet bulls. Sired by popular sires including Resource 417P, Free Lunch, Big Ben, Gold Standard, LT Ledger, JDJ Maximo, M6 Slam Dunk, M6 Gridmaker, Sand Creek, and Long Distance ZO21. View a sale book and videos online at tssternadcharlet.com. We'll see you at the ranch in Formoso, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture. How are corn growers feeling about all of the commotion going on in Washington, D.C.? Regulation reform, all that sort of thing. The National Corn Growers Association president has a few words after this.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner. Strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
I suppose it's safe to say there have been better times to be a corn grower. There have been worse times, though, but with corn futures still struggling to get out of the mid to upper threes, the economics are still difficult. Wes Spurlock is the president of the Corn Growers Association, the National Corn Growers Association, and at the Commodity Classic in San Antonio, he sat down for a few minutes to talk about what corn growers are thinking about economics and all of the goings-on in Washington with regulation reform and whatnot.
Well, there's apprehension with all of the farmers after being through 3 years of markets as they've dropped and our incomes have kind of dropped, and we're looking at a fourth year that could be projected as a down year again on income. So farmers are wondering how they're going to get this demand, where is it going to come from for the crops they're raising. So we need to look at all of the prospects for demand.
And Wes Spurlock says the demand has been surprisingly strong, especially with the strength of the dollar.
Yes, with the dollar being as high as it is, export demand has just been tremendous. The first quarter of this year was great on all ag products as it's moved out, and corn is important in its exports, ethanol, and the proteins, the meats, the milk, because all the livestock industry is eating our products. So corn goes out in multiple areas of exports.
And speaking of exports, is Spurlock concerned about trade policy?
Well, several months ago, we were looking at one thing. Today, we've got an administration that's wanting to do bilateral agreements, and we want them to go to work, get these bilateral agreements done as quickly as possible, and not let our exports erode while we're doing these new agreements, but work hard to get their bilaterals in place so that all of our nation will do well on this. And agriculture is a huge exporter, and so we really need them in place to work and have a fair trade with the rest of the world.
There is a lot of posturing going on, especially between Mexico and the United States. But at the end of the day, do you think Mexico will remain as big a partner as it has been? Certainly a huge partner for corn.
Well, I was going to say, we're just so close, and right, you're sitting right here in Texas where so much goes across that border so easily and quickly. The rail service goes in. So we can get it to them efficiently, timely, and hopefully at a price that works for them. The people we market to, I think, will be glad to continue buying and from us.
National Corn Growers President Wes Spurlock. Back after this.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Winter can be tough, but an all-new 2017 Ram 1500 4x4 is even tougher. It's Ram Truck Month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. Ram leads the way in more ways than one. Obstacles are made obsolete. They work hard and clean up nice. An option of a standard Hemi V8 engine gives you 395 horsepower, but with Fuel Saver technology and up to 21 miles per gallon highway, it gives you a break on the fill-ups. See what Ram truck owners are already talking about. Stop in to test drive one today at Twin Rivers, West Court Street, Beatrice, or visit them online at twinriv.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 44 degrees. Significantly cooler today, middle 50s on the high side today and again tomorrow.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
When the unexpected happens, you want to be prepared. Alliance Insurance in downtown Marysville can provide the peace of mind and financial security you need at your worst moments. The girls on Broadway can assist you in choosing the right policies and coverage for all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto. They know firsthand the unique needs of farmers and how you can best protect your livelihood and your family. Visit the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance to make sure you're ready for anything.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, Kansas advances to the Sweet 16 for the 30th time in program history. That after the 90-70 win over Michigan State on Sunday, the team had one streamlined thought after the game. Redemption. Devontae Graham said, "We're just excited to get this win and get back to KC. You know, you get to play in front of your home fans again." Devontae Graham said, "Last time we lost and we just want to get back and play in front of our fans." He's referring to the first round loss in the Big 12 tournament to TCU. The team typically loved playing in the Sprint Center and has a winning record at its home away from home. Landon Lucas said he's not worried about any ghosts from last time. Landon Lucas says it's a different situation. The court will be different. We've moved past that.